Hey, everybody. It's WGN. I'm Hannah Stanley filling in tonight for Pete McMurray. I'm with you for the next hour. Boy, this show has gone, 52 minutes. This show has gone crazy fast. Here's what's going to go fast the next couple of days until New Year's Eve. Boy, we have got an article talking about things that will settle your stomach. Now, mind you, the author wrote after a night of overeating. Yeah, I don't think it's just for overeating. I'm guessing it has more to do with overindulging in general. So here's what we want to do. Ask for you guys to give us your home remedies, things that you've grown up doing, things that your uncle used to do. I want to know what you swear by. And I got a prize for the one that we choose to be the best. It is a $25 gift card from Paisano's Pizza and Pasta. So if you send us 312-981-7200, text in, you can call in too, same number, with your best home remedy for after a night of indulging. Little hair of the dog, maybe? I don't know. So here's what we've got on this list, according to the Huffington Post. You can nosh on a banana. And we all know why this works, right? We're going to put our vitamins, some potassium back into our system. It's easy to digest. Of course, it's part of the bland diet that doctors recommend to you when you have an upset stomach. Get a bland diet.
Is that the secret?
That's part of it. Or a brat diet, which is bananas, rice, something, and toast.
Huh.
Maybe it's just bananas, diet. Rice, and toast. It's the brat diet or the bland diet. One way or another, both bananas are in both. Sip on some OJ. I disagree with this one, but it says indigestion is sometimes caused by a lack of stomach acidity, and the natural acids in oranges may be a fix. Here's the thing, though. I always feel like my stomach's upset because of acid.
But Hannah?
Yes, ma'am.
I was told to drink lemonade when I had morning sickness because of the sourness of the lemon, which I felt like you did, and it was supposed to counteract it somehow.
Really?
It didn't, but but I was reading articles where people swore by it.
Really?
I don't know. I was like, lemonade, I feel like it's just going to like,
right?
You know, gurgle and a claw is going to come out of my mouth. But it didn't work for me. People swore by it. So I think the orange juice might be of the same, you know, mindset.
Yeah, I don't see here. And it says, if you're drinking orange juice to calm an upset stomach, drink it before eating and do not drink it alongside carbohydrates. Because it could lead to more gas and discomfort. Doesn't everybody have like juice and toast
when they're sick?
That's what I'm thinking.
Dry toast is my go-to.
Right. So, all right. Don't have it with carbs. See, now we're getting into mixing. Add a little bit of spice. It says it might not be craving flavor the day after the pie extravaganza, but adding spice to your dishes may help soothe your stomach. Cumin has been shown to stimulate the liver to secrete more bile, which helps the body better digest. But don't add salt. Next on their list is the salt causes the belly to retain water. So reaching for potato chips and processed snacks after a meal might not be the best choice because you're already bloated to begin with. And then the salt just makes it stay there longer. You know what else does? Sugar. Sugar retains water as well. Have some rice. See, here we're going back to this diet. White rice is bland and low in fiber, so your stomach doesn't have to work hard to digest it. Similar plain foods like toast and boiled potatoes won't stress out your sensitive stomach and can help stop diarrhea by absorbing fluids. Now, here's the one that is my tried and true. Drink some apple cider vinegar. Have you done that, Jill?
No, it just sounds so nasty.
It's not great. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
But I will tell you, if you get the Bragg's apple cider vinegar, it has something in it called the mother. And it is like so nutritious for you. If you get the stuff that's just like the cheapo, you know, store brand, mm-hmm. whatever, apple cider vinegar, fine in recipes, but not going to have the health benefits. Bragg's has, you know, the enzymes in it that are going to help you.
I wish I knew that.
Well, now you do. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. So what it does is it's an astringent liquid. It's going to help improve digestion, alleviate cramping, and help your stomach break down food more comfortably. Mix 1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar antibacterial raw honey and a cup of water to soothe your stomach. And see, when I take it, I have been known to do it like a shot just to get it over with. But I've also done it where you put like a tablespoon in with like, I don't know, a cup of water, and it gives you, it's still tangy, but it's not quite so.
So jarring?
Vinegary.
Ooh, yeah.
It's not like you're drinking Easter.
Wash you know, it down with a pickle.
Texture from 312 says the A is for applesauce, which again I think is a little acidic. But
I mean, I had about 15 cookies in about 3 hours the other night, and I don't think that any of these would really help my stomach. I was dying by the end of the night. That,
and well, and the sugar, didn't help you. I'll tell you, my kids who usually don't eat much sugar. I mean, I'm not the like anti-sugar mom, right? I'm okay. Like they can have candy. It happens. But the past like 2 weeks, my son has just not been sleeping. It's like 2 a.m. and he's like, I'm still up. I don't know what's going on. And at first I thought, I was like, well, he's, you know, he's almost 7. He's clearly just excited for Christmas. And then last night I was like, no, I think it's the 80,000 grams of sugar you've had the past every day, right? Because like I wake up the other morning and my daughter runs over to me and she goes, Mom, can I have this for breakfast? I'm like, a sucker? No, you cannot. Why? How did you even get that? Why are you up on the counter? I would like to know these things. Oh, the sugar. You propelled yourself up because of the sugar. All right. The last thing on this list is serve yourself some peppermint tea. This is one that it doesn't work for me, Jill. I don't know how it works for you. Peppermint tea like burns my stomach.
You know, because I've tried everything that you just mentioned except for the apple cider. I know they're talking about eating too much. This was morning sickness, but the peppermint tea, it felt good. It didn't help, but it felt good. It does burn, but the burn was soothing to me. I like to be burned.
It hurts so good.
Yes.
It says it eases bloating, cramps, and nausea. They say the same thing about having like a peppermint candy or any, you know, like peppermint oils, like essences.
I downed Altoids. And if anything, I was just fresh as a daisy. Okay.
All right. Let's go to Susan on the phone. Susan, hey, welcome. Thanks for calling in. What's your tip?
Well, first of all, it's not peppermint, it's spearmint.
Oh, see, this is peppermint, and you're saying spearmint tea works best?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is different.
Yeah, it relaxes the stomach so you don't feel like you're going to be sick. But when I was a kid, my mom was a pharmacist, and when we would get sick, she would flood warm 7-Up down us until we were ready to our eyeballs were ready to roll over.
Really?
Warm 7-Up or warm Sprite. It was a warm, clear soda. But she never gave us ginger ale. It was always Sprite or 7-Up.
All right. Now, this is reminding me, and I'm guessing you're my age-ish. When I was little...
43 for me.
Yeah, okay. So right there. Do you remember Coke syrup? They used to sell the syrup for that was in Coca-Cola. You could buy it at a pharmacy.
Yeah.
And that was what we would have if we were nauseous or if our stomachs were upset, something. And so I have no idea. I don't think you can still buy it. I haven't seen it in years since I was probably like 5 or 6. So.
But yeah, it was warm 7-Up or warm Sprite. I was always sick as a kid. I had a weakened immune system. And I had asthma and all that stuff, so whatever hit me six times harder.
So warm 7-Up did the trick.
Yeah, but now the sad thing is people look at me because I cannot drink cold soda.
Really?
Yeah, if I try to put cold soda in me, my stomach flips.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, because I was in second grade, I missed every single holiday party.
Oh. Because everything hit you, because that's when everybody gets sick.
Yeah.
All right, Susan, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it.
It's spearmint, not peppermint, and it's warm, either 7-Up or Sprite. And just a little bit. It doesn't have to be like a whole cup, but, you know, a couple of mouthfuls real slow over an hour at a time, and it did the trick. It soothed the stomach enough so you didn't feel like you were going to be sick. You know,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all know. And many people are going to know next week. if you know what I'm saying. All right, yeah. Susan, thanks so much for your call. Appreciate you joining in. Hannah Stanley tonight filling in for Pete McMurray. I'll be with you until 11, and then Dave Plyer will be, he'll probably come in a few minutes early and hang out. He was just in here. So nice. More after this on WGN. It's so nice when I actually do my job correctly so you can do yours correctly and not get blamed for me. Thank you, sir. And I just told you to. Okay, here we go. So we are talking about remedies that you guys swear by that can settle, let's say, unsettled stomach. And we have a prize, best one that we choose as the best home remedy. Gets a $25 gift card from Paisano's Pizza and Pasta. Hannah Stanley here filling in for Pete McMurray tonight. I'm with you for the next 40-ish minutes. 815 texted in green Gatorade, the lemon lime kind. I think everybody has a favorite kind of Gatorade because I don't know that green is necessarily the one. I like the clear Gatorade, like the whitish Gatorade.
Oh, that's kind of new too, like the zero calorie kind?
Yeah, there was one a couple years ago that I don't know that they make, and it was like lemon ice Gatorade or something, and that was the one, and it wasn't yellow. Mm-hmm. Because it was like an ice flavor. But I do like lemon. Yellow Gatorade is my go-to.
That's a great one. And also a great hangover cure.
Well, that's kind of what we're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a good point.
312-981-7200. You can text us your remedies. And again, we've got a prize for the one we deem the best. Speaking of people getting sick, however, Salt Lake City, did you guys hear about the man who chugged eggnog and had to go to the hospital? When will people learn? Okay. Office party chugging contest that probably sounded like a great idea at the time. Alcohol free. Eggnog. They chugged it. This man, Ryan Roche, from Utah County, says he is now fully recovered after he was hospitalized for chugging a quart of eggnog so quickly that he, wait for it, yes, inhaled some of it. Some of the eggnog got into his lungs. He downed a quart of eggnog in 12 seconds without taking a breath, but he soon began coughing and gasping. Hours later, a friend had to drive him to the hospital as he was shaking and struggling to breathe. Doctors told him he had eggnog in his lungs. They had to put him on oxygen and antibiotics. He gave himself pneumonia is what he did. He was drowning, literally drowning in eggnog. He was put on oxygen antibiotics and released from the hospital after 3 days. He says that he recovered his strength after a week.
Oh, geez.
A week.
Of non-alcoholic eggnog?
A quart in 12 seconds, which a quart is not crazy big.
No.
And 12 seconds is pretty fast.
Yeah.
But and I don't know how you would have taken a breath in 12 seconds. And I mean, the whole reason that we breathe and drink separately is so that this doesn't happen. So I don't know what happened, but he inhaled eggnog. It got into his lungs and he could have died. I'm just adding in that he could have died. But if he was... If he was gasping and struggling to breathe and coughing, I'm guessing he could have died.
You know, I went to school in Utah, and boy, do those guys know how to not party. Let me tell you.
Apparently this guy did, because he's so good at chugging something, mm-hmm. Non-alcoholic eggnog. But I just... Let's just make a rule. Mm-hmm. Everybody, if you're listening, you, me, him... Them, everyone. Let's just not chug as a contest. We're doing a contest right now.
Yes.
Send us your remedies. Mm-hmm. No chugging involved. What to do after you chug, that's what we're working on.
Exactly.
But if we just don't chug, that would really make everything a lot better.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Chugging isn't always for the best.
Chugging is very rarely. Very rarely. Like your mom always said, nothing good happens after midnight. Rarely does anything good happen if you chug. Now, this guy won the contest. I don't know what he won,
uh-huh.
aside from a large medical bill.
Yeah.
He hit his deductible with like 13 days left in the year. So, all right, let's go to Janet. Miss Janet, hi. Thanks for calling in.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me your remedy, please.
My remedy, my mom used to make it for us, was called vinegar sizz.
All right.
It was vinegar and water and some sugar. And then we'd put,
apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, apple cider vinegar. And then we'd put, not cornstarch, but the other.
Baking soda?
Baking soda, yes. And then you'd stir it, and it would just fizz up. And we would drink it as it was fizzing.
All right, so
and
this
that
is...
helped.
This is similar to like a Alka-Seltzer Brioski type reaction where it's
right, okay. Right.
And that
and
helped.
The thing of it, yes, it did. The thing of it was, is that we kids, we liked it. Okay, we liked it so well, we would just make it to drink it.
Seriously?
But no. Yeah, seriously.
That is so but, funny.
Yes, and then the. She gave us a cough syrup, too, that, it had a really good taste to it, too, but I can't think of the name of it. I think it was probably similar to what your other caller was talking about.
Like with the, I used to have Coke syrup, which was the actual syrup from Coca-Cola that they used to sell in pharmacies.
Yes, yes.
So that was mine. All right. Vinegar Fizz. Janet, you are on our list entered to win the $25 gift card. We will reach out to you if you are, in fact, deemed the winner. So, all right. Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. Hannah Stanley filling in tonight for Pete McMurray and WGN. More after this.